When the Working Families Party chose Nixon for governor over Cuomo last spring, the argument was heated. Its executive director, Bill Lipton, said Cuomo, in his first two terms in office, did not live up to expectations that the governor would back progressive ideas and policies.
For 8 years, we tried to work with Andrew Cuomo to transform New York into a truly progressive state. For 8 years, he broke his promises and kept the Republicans in power in the state Senate, blocking critical legislation for affordable housing, women's equality, and criminal justice reform.
The decision to abandon Cuomo for Nixon caused some union members to leave the party. After Nixon lost the September Democratic primary to Cuomo, she said she did not want to remain on the working families' ballot. Lipton says after meeting on October 3rd, the remaining party members decided it was best that they put aside their differences and endorse Cuomo after all, to work to get more Democrats elected to state and federal offices.
A majority of people felt like now is the time to focus on the threat poised by Trump Republicans who are out there attacking working families every day, attacking our democracy. Don't even believe in the rule of law. So there's a dire threat, and under those circumstances, we need to focus on defeating Republicans for Congress and also for state Senate.
Working families rejected a request from the Green Party to endorse its candidate for governor, Howie Hawkins. Afterward, Hawkins condemned the party, saying it is nothing more than a political club firmly entrenched within the corporate-dominated Democratic Party.
You need to look at the results, not the rhetoric from the Working Families Party, and they've now endorsed Cuomo three times, a quintessential corporate Democrat.
Lipton disagrees. He says the party will still be an independent voice and is not taking back their prior criticism of Cuomo.
We stand by our critique of the governor that we put out during the race. We're not changing our mind about that. We just think we have far greater differences with the Trump Republicans, and that's our priority now.
Lipton said his party can claim some victories in the primary, including the ousting of six former breakaway Democratic senators who sided with the Republicans in the Senate. And he says Nixon drove Cuomo to take progressive positions on items like legalizing recreational marijuana. Cuomo says he thinks Working Families Party members subscribe to a theory that voters wanted new, more progressive candidates. That occurred in a federal primary in June, where challenger Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez scored an upset win over party stalwart Congressman Joe Crowley. In September, though, Cuomo received two-thirds of the vote in the Democratic primary.
They're facing reality, which differs from their theory.
The governor says he also believes the top priority in November is getting more Democrats elected. He says he's trying to see the greater goal.
The greater goal now is to elect Democrats to the Congress, to the state Senate, to stop the madman in Washington, to have a state Senate that can reverse the bad policies coming out of Washington by passing state laws.
But does Cuomo need to be on the Working Families Party line to do that? The governor says he hasn't yet made up his mind. The party says the deadline for a decision is 5 p.m. on Friday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.